الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون. صدق الله العظيم. سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أي الإيمان أفضل؟ فقال: الهجرة، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء كرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah is a very very great acknowledged muhaddith and a muarrikh. He was an expert in the science of hadith, also in history, and a personality who his entire life is a living testimony of his extreme love and devotedness to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned about him that he once compiled a book of 40,000 ahadith, and then he told his students, there is one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if you practice on this one hadith, it is equivalent as if you have practiced upon 40,000 ahadith. The hadith he referred to, the reason I have given the background of the scholar is to make us understand the comprehension and the deep insight that he had of Quran and hadith. So something that he has to say will carry a great deal of weight. So they asked him, what is this hadith that you are referring to? He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ni'matan maghbunun fihima kathirun minan nas as-sihhat wal-faragh. That there are two great bounties, two great favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no price you can put on these favors. One is health, which Allah has given. And the other is faragh. In other words, free time. These are two great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, bounties of Allah Ta'ala, and we have to understand that whatever bounties Allah Ta'ala has given us in this world, there is, because this life in this world is a test, and because the life in this world was given actually as a medium or a plane to determine success or failure in the hereafter, whatever bounties Allah Ta'ala has given us in this world also carry a zimmedari and a responsibility with it. It's also an amanat. And Allah Ta'ala, in one surah in the Quran, after taking several qasams and oaths, look at the emphasis which Allah places on this. Allah says, وَلَا تُسْأَلُنَّ وَلَا تُسْأَلُنَّ. This lam and noon mushaddad, when it comes together in one expression, it carries the meaning of qasam and oath. And then wow before that. وَلَا تُسْأَلُنَّ. Without a doubt. This is qasam, this is an oath, this is going to happen. وَلَا تُسْأَلُنَّ. يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Allah says, my ni'mats and my bounties, we are going to question you. Allah has given us health, it's Allah's ni'mat. It's also an amanat and a trust. Allah has given us time. And unfortunately, occasion of Jummah, time is very limited. But this is what we are going to delve on a little bit. The utter disregard and utter lack of comprehension as to how valuable time is. And this is what this hadith means, where Rasulullah s.a.w. says, مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ. He says, most of my ummah, most of humanity will only realize how valuable these ni'mats and bounties are. Will only realize what a weight of responsibility it carries and what an amanat and trust it is when it is too late. Time, every one of us, from the time we have entered into this world, whether we realize it or not, we are in a battle, we are in a conflict. There is a sword that is slashing away at each and every one of us. This inexorable, incessant, unstoppable motion of time that Quran encapsulates in the expressions, يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ يُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ. Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, أَفَلَا تَرَوْنَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ وَيُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ. This movement of time, where Allah says, day is entering night, night is entering day, day is enveloped by night, night is enveloped by day, day is lengthened, night is shortened, night is lengthened, day is shortened. Will you not observe? Will you not take heed? Will you not realize? Will you not take caution? You are healthy today. Are you staying healthy? You are young today. Has time been locked? Is that youth going to remain? Is not everything in front of us in decline? Are we not in a battle? Are we not in a conflict? Is not time slashing away at your and my existence? Every passing day, we are not gaining something, we are losing something. Time is moving. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need to take qasam and oath. Allah's kalam is haq. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ وَبِالْحَقِّ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ وَبِالْحَقِّ نَزَلَ وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا. Quran is haq. Quran is the absolute truth. Every declaration of Quran cannot be doubted even by one iota. Allah doesn't need to take any qasam or oath. It is a clear, manifest indication of His extreme compassion and mercy upon you and I, that my Allah doesn't just take one qasam. How many qasams? How many oaths on time, aspects of time? Wal-fajr, by the oath of the daybreak. وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ, by the oath of the dawn as it takes a breath. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسَرْ, by the oath of the night as it passes the day. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى, by the oath of the night as its darkness envelops. وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى, by the oath of the day as it lights up. Not وَالْعَصَرْ, by the oath of time, not only aspects of time, those portents of Allah's creation that bring time into existence and by which time is measured, Allah takes qasam and oath on them also. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى, by the oath of the sun, by the oath of the moon, by the oath of the stars, all these qasams and oaths. Why? Hame jinjorne ke liye, hame agah karne ke liye, to wake you and I up, to shake you and I up, that more valuable than gold and silver, more valuable than rands and dollars, more valuable than the material amenities of this world. Lose one job, you'll get another job. Lose some money, you'll make some more money tomorrow. Lose some business opportunity in this world, another business opportunity will come. But excess wealth, find a bank vault, find a safety deposit box. Your jewelry, hide it away somewhere, lock it up somewhere. But which bank vault, which safety deposit box, which vault are you and I going to find to lock up this tick, 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 tick of the clock? This sword that is slashing away against your and my existence, this every passing day that is taking you and I closer and closer and closer. يُبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ, every new thing is being made old. يُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ. Every distant thing is being brought near. وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ. And every promise of Allah, وَلَكُمْ وَلَكُمْ مِيعَادُ يَوْمٍ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. There is a promised time. Mi'ad, a promised time. Allah has taken an oath. A time when you and I will have to leave this world. The time of maut, the time of death, the time of that bridge which is going to bring us to that day when we have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insan, this human being, in his nadani, in his foolishness, I turned my head at the right time and I got saved. The car stopped at the right time. Something happened at the right time and I got saved. That is a lie. That is insan's foolishness and treachery. Maut and death. وَإِذَا الْمَنِيَّةُ أَنْشَبَتْ أَظْفَارَهَا أَلْفَيْتَ كُلَّ تَمِيمَةٍ لَا تَنْفَعُ. No such thing as being saved from the clutches or jaws of death. When it comes to your and my introduction in this world, there is a sequence. Grandfather first, then father, then grandson. However, the reality of this life, when it comes to departure, there is no sequence. Young people also are dying. Rich people also are dying. Employed people also are dying. This call, this constant reminder is there around us that Allah has locked this entire makhluk, an entire creation, constricted us, confined us to the restrictions of time. The most valuable amenity that you and I have is time, and time is something that we are constantly losing. And this is a loss. This is a loss that can never ever be recovered. Failure to realize the value of this time. Look at the manner in which Quran describes the hasrat, describes the regret. Allah says, with this time that you have, do everything you can to earn my pleasure, to earn my akhirat. However, if you fail, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Look at the manner in which Quran describes the hasrat and regret if this time is wasted. When it is too late, maut has come, now it is staring you in the face. فيقول ربي لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق. This carries the meaning of قسم and oath. فأصدق وأكم من الصالحين. The other day one alim gave this example. He says, we were in a graveyard. There was one janazah in front of us. He addressed the majma and he said to them, listen, I want you people to think and reflect. If this janaza, this mayyit is told that you've got another 24 hours. You've got another 24 hours. You are going to get a miraculous extension. You are going to stand up now for another 24 hours. What will he do? You don't have to be a rocket scientist to work out what he'll do. Make tawbah, sort out his financial affairs. If he's broken down, his relations with his family members, he'll patch up everything. He'll be in the masjid. If he didn't go for 4 months, he'll make niyat, I'll go for 4 months, I'll give my life, I'll go in the path of Allah, I'll do this, I'll do that. Everything this man will do if he's given 24 more hours. After having said that, this alim addressed that majma and told them that, listen, this is Allah's sunnah and is not going to change. This man is not getting 24 hours. This mayyat is not going to get even 1 second's extension. But every one of you that is alive here, every one of you that is alive here, make shukr to Allah that you have that extension. What price tag are we going to put on this life, on this time that Allah has given? Quran encapsulates the regret. If you will waste it, فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي. O Allah, give me an extension. Give me an extension. فَأَصَّدَّقْ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِقِينَ. Now I will give sadaqah. Now I will spend. I will be your obedient slave. وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا. وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا. Allah does not deviate from His sunnah. Once mort, once the time of departure comes, لَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. Allah is not going to give 1 second's extension to anyone. The time is now. The tragedy, my respected brothers, is that majority of us fail to realize that the movement of time, we are not gaining anything, we are losing. Time is that astonishing creation of Allah. Time is Allah's makhluk. Allah is above time. Time is that unique creation of Allah whose movement defies logic. You sit in a car, aeroplane, ship, anything. Apply energy, it's moving forward. The problem, the irony, is you and I think that time is moving forward. Time is not moving forward. Time is receding. Time is receding. You are not gaining time. You are losing time. And the tragedy is that humanity, illa mashallah, today we celebrate the hallmarks by which the movement of time is acknowledged and realized. The reality is that this is not a celebration. How can you celebrate when you are losing something? Like the poet says, "Inna lanafrahu bil ayami naqta'uha wa kullu yawmin madha yudni min al ajali." فَعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ مُجْتَهِدًا فَإِنَّمَا الرِّبْحُ وَالْخُسْرَانُ فِي الْعَمَلِ نُجَدِّدْ سُرُورًا بِالْهِلَالِ إِذَا بَدَى نُجَدِّدْ سُرُورًا بِالْهِلَالِ إِذَا بَدَى وَمَا هِيَ إِلَّا السَّيْفُ لِلْحَتْفِ يَنْتَضِي إِذَا تَمَّ الْعَامُ إِذَا تَمَّ الْعَامُ فَهِيَ كِنَايَةٌ وَتَرْجُمَةٌ عَنْ شَطْرِ عُمْرٍ قَدْ انْقَضَى. The poet says, pagal, foolish insan, you are celebrating the passage of time. What are you celebrating? Every passing day, yudni min al ajali, is taking you closer to your mort. It's taking you closer to that day when you have to stand in Allah's court. When the new year comes, when 1 year ends, and you enter into a new year, this is not farah. This is not surur. This is not a celebration. It's not 31st December. Or end of Zulhijjah, that the clock reaches midnight and you start celebrating. No! This is what? Kinayatun wa tarjumatun an shatri umrin qadin qada. This is a wake up call that 1 year has passed. You are gone 1 year closer to the qabr, and that clock is not turning back. That time that has been lost, you are not getting it back again. Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many would be wondering, why even this topic? What new year? It's not December. هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ ضِيَاءً وَالْقَمَرَ نُورًا وَقَدَّرَهُ مَنَازِلٍ لِتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابِ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ يُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ. Solar calendar belongs to Allah, December, January. Lunar calendar belongs to Allah. Muharram, Safar, Allah chose the lunar calendar for the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muharram is our new year. We are drawing to the end of Muharram, 1446. You look up at a calendar, they have the suffix 1446, A-H. What does A-H mean? What is the significance? Have we even bothered to ask ourselves, why did this calendar start? A-H, what's the significance? Where does our calendar start? Where do we come from? We are the produce of which garden? 17th year of Hijrah. The Khilafat of that of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Message comes from Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is the Amir of Basra. We need a calendar. We need a calendar. We need to fix the time and the date. Others have a calendar. What is our calendar? Umar summons Ahlul Shura among Sahaba. Now Mashwara is being made. Where does the calendar of Islam start from? In other words, every year in Muharram, each time that we identify with the date, what is this ummati going to be reminded about? What was so significant? What was the pivotal? What was the turning point? Many opinions Sahaba give. Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fateh Badr, Fateh Makkah. Other opinions, most of the opinions revolved around this. The birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a great event. Conquest of Badr, conquest of Makkah. Different opinions, but amongst them two Sahaba, one Usman radiallahu ta'ala, and the other Ali radiallahu ta'ala, what is their opinion? Their opinion is the pivotal turning point, the starting of our calendar should be Hijrat. Hijrat, Hijrat. Lan tanalul bir. Lan tanalul bir. Hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun. There's no easy way to translate this. Lan tanalul bir, translated in layman term, not literal translation. Ye baat bhool jao. Forget about it. It's never going to happen. Bir, Allah's true taluk, true piety, true relationship with Allah. That is bir, what we call kamale bir, the height of piety, the height of taqwa, the height of connection with Allah, which is my and your goal. Allah says it is impossible. You will never attain it. Hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun. Unless you will sacrifice in the way of Allah that which is beloved to you. Give Allah. Give in the way of Allah. Sacrifice in the way of Allah. That which is beloved to you, then you will find Allah. Otherwise, lan tanalul bir, never going to happen. You have to show Allah. You have to show Allah that Allah is the goal. Allah is beloved. Mera jina, mera marna, my living, my dying, my wife, my children, my property, everything that is attached to my heart. Oh my Allah, I am prepared to sacrifice everything for you. Then Allah says, you will find me. Ana aghna shurakaya ni shirk. Allah does not have any partners. Open up history. Turn the clock back. There was a great hijrat which took place. What was that hijrat? Ibrahim alayhi salam, almost 90 years of age. Hajar, the princess of Egypt, 20, 21 years of age plus minus. And a little baby, like they say in Urdu, burhape ke aulad dil ko parkar lete hai. A child in old age grabs the heart. This was not any ordinary child. This was the result of more than 60 years. Imagine this. This is not an ordinary person. This is Ibrahim alayhi salam. That personality who Allah says, kana umma, inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifa, walam yaku minal mushrikeen, shakiran li an'umih, ijtabahu, wahadahu ila siratin mustaqim, wa ataynahu fid dunya hasana, wa innahu fil akhirati lamina salihin. There are almost 10 sifat and attributes in the praise of Ibrahim alayhi salam contained in this expression. This is that personality. And how does he make dua? Not like you and I make one, two duas and say Allah is not accepting our duas. No. 60 years. Rabbi habli minas salihin. Rabbi habli minas salihin. Rabbi habli minas salihin. How he must have cried. What tears he must have shed. And such a personality. And then Allah gives him a son. Ibrahim, Ismail alayhi salam. And the command? Hijrat. Hijrat from Baitul Maqdis. Where? What is the destination? What is this party of Muhajireen? Ibrahim, Hajar, Ismail alayhi salam, the baby, and the guide Jibrail, Safar, Philistine, destination unknown. Finally, when they reach the destination, look at the description Quran gives of that destination. Makkah Mukarramah, not Makkah Mukarramah of today. Makkah Mukarramah of 4,000 years ago. Jabal Abi Qubais, Jabal Marwa, Jabal Safa, Jabal Umar, whatever name it had at that time. Dark, black, arid mountains. No water, no vegetation, no inhabitants. Such a place which Quran describes, Wadin Ghairi Dhi Zara. In other words, a death sentence. And Ibrahim alayhi salam is told, leave that wife now, young wife, and leave the newborn child and return. Hijrat. Hijrat. Make hijrat. This is that personality who, when he was being flung into the fire, he was a mountain of fortitude. Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. Yet this test, time is limited, I'm not going into details. This test was such a difficult, acidic test for Ibrahim alayhi salam, that when they go out, when they are no longer visible, he raises his hands, and there is no easy way to translate this. In fact, it's impossible in English to do justice to the inner dard and the pain. You can pick up some commentary or translation and read the translation. It's not going to translate the inner pain and cry of the heart that is contained in these expressions. Rabbana inni askantu min dhurriyati biwadin ghayri dhi zar'in inda baytika al-muharram. Rabbana liyuqimu as-salah faj'al afidatan min an-nas tahwi ilayhim warzuqhum min ath-thamarati la'allahum yashkurun. Rabbana, oh my Allah, it was no desire of mine, it was your command. My dhurriyat, my entire progeny, I have left them on your command. Biwadin ghayri dhi zara, in this place without any vegetation, no water, no food, no inhabitants. I have abandoned them on your command. And then, Allah feed them, sustain them, protect them, nourish them, all that he asked, but not first. What does he ask for first? Even in that condition, Rabbana liyuqimu salah. Ya Allah, bring their lives on your deen, establish your deen. This was the dard and fikr of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Rabbana liyuqimu salah, and then, faj'al afidatan minan nas tahwi ilayhim warzuqhum minan thamarat la'allahum yashkurun. Let humanity come here. Let the thamarat of the whole world come to this mubarak place. What was this? Ulama say this was hijrat, not just any hijrat. This was hijrat mu'abbad. Not 3 days, not 40 days, not 4 months. This Nabi of Allah is commanded to make permanent hijrat. Permanent hijrat. One is what we call hijrat muwakkat, temporary hijrat. One is permanent hijrat. When you want to put up a building, if it's a one or two story building, you'll put a small foundation. When it is a huge building, when it's a skyscraper, then they have to dig very, very deep. Why a huge building is coming? From Ibrahim alayhi salam's progeny, later on Ishaq alayhi salam came. Ishaq alayhi salam, through that line, through that lineage, 4,000 Anbiya alayhi salam. From Ismail alayhi salam, only one Nabi. One Nabi, but wazan, weight, azmat, greatness, greater than all time, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. From this progeny, what was happening? A foundation had to be planted, because from this progeny, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is coming. So hijrat muabbad, permanent hijrat, a huge foundation had to be dug. Huge qurbani had to be given, because from this progeny, the height of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam is coming. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the question was asked, Ayyul imani afdal? Ayyul imani afdal? What is the pinnacle? What is the height of iman? What did my Nabi respond? Hijrat. Hijrat. Hijrat, ghar chor dena. Biwi bachcha chor dena. Mahbubat, marghubat, qurban kar lena. Sacrifice your life, sacrifice your wealth, sacrifice your home, sacrifice your family, sacrifice that which is beloved to you for the sake of Allah. Give everything up for Allah. Hijrat. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. This was the sunnat of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Turn the clock front. Turn the clock front. From the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, time is limited. Very, very briefly. This question is put, where does the calendar start from? What is the opinion Umar rules on hijrat? What was hijrat? 10 to 11 years in Makkah Mukarramah. Sacrifice, persecution on a level unprecedented in history. Finally, Abu Talib is taken away. Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, the great support is taken away. The incident of Taif occurs, mountain of sacrifice. And then late one night, 11th year of Nubuwat, to the side of what we call Jamaratul Kubra, the big shaitan, to the side there was a valley. In that valley, late one night in the 11th year of Nubuwat, they are, according to Isfahani's riwayat in his Dalail al-Nubuwah, other riwayat are there, but I'm quoting from that one. There are six youngsters from Yathrib, which later came to be known as Medina Munawwara. Abul Haytham bin Tayhan, Ubadah bin Samit, Saad bin Rabi', As'ad bin Zurara, Haritha bin Nu'man, Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, six youngsters. Late at night, my Nabi, his Hajj from the time of Jahiliyat was 10 to 10, person to person, day and night. Dawat and Tabligh, Dawat and Tabligh, Dawat and Tabligh. Late at night he comes across these six youngsters. I have a message, will you listen to me? They say, go ahead, what is your message? I'm cutting the incident short. He recites two rukus, not coincidentally, but from Surah Ibrahim. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا وَاجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَنْ نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامَ رَبِّ إِنَّهُنَّ أَضْلَلْنَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ. Carries on right till the end of Surah Ibrahim. هَذَا بَلَاغٌ لِلنَّاسِ وَلِيُنذَرُوا بِهِ وَلِيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ وَلِيَذَّكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. And by the time he reaches this verse, every one of them, their hearts are changed. Musa alayhi salam, when he was returning from Hajj, when he passed by Yasrib, that time three of his Hawariyin, his Sahaba, Qaynuqa, Nadir and Qurayza, they saw this place, they realized it was reminiscent of the place of the hijrat of the final Nabi. So they sought permission from Musa alayhi salam to settle here. Three localities of Jews around Medina Munawwara: Banu Qaynuqa, Banu Nadir, Banu Qurayza. These were the progeny of the companions of Musa alayhi salam. These Jews settled there because they realized that this is the place of hijrat of the last Nabi according to the scriptures of Musa alayhi salam. When that Nabi finally came, out of their inad, out of their dushmani and their stubbornness, they refused to accept him. Why? Because they thought he'll be from amongst the Jews. He turned out to be from amongst the Arabs. In their hearts they knew, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاهُمْ. They recognized him, but they refused to accept. But they would taunt. They would taunt the people of Medina, the Arabs of Medina. The last prophet is coming, and when he comes, we will slaughter you all. We will take over Medina. So these youngsters start whispering amongst themselves when they hear these verses of the Quran. They were Arabs. They realize that this is not, cannot, the source cannot be a human being. They are entranced by it. They start whispering, Ahuwa huwa, Ahuwa huwa. Could it perhaps be the same person that the Jews of Medina were talking about? Could this be him? فَاسْبِقُوا قَبْلَ أَن تُسْبَقُوا. Let us go ahead. Maybe they made a mistake. Maybe this is him. We'll go ahead. We'll accept him first. So like that they whisper, and every one of them, Allah guides them, they accept Islam on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, cutting the incident short, sends them back. The persecution continues, the hardship continues, the difficulties continue in Makkah Mukarramah. But now the heart of the Nabi is light. The people of Yathrib are coming next year. Yathrib is coming next year. People of Yathrib are coming next year. 12 come. 5 from this lot and another 7. Then the 13th year, 72. 70 men, 2 women. Umm Mani, Umm Ammara. Late one night. What is happening? The foundation of Hijrat is going to be planted. Bayat is taken. On what? Bara bin Ma'rur radiallahu ta'ala anhu explains what was the foundation of this bayat. Tuti'unani fil manshati wal makra. Watunfiqoon alayya. Wa tamna'uni. Tamna'unani kama tamna'una anfusakum wa ahalikum. You will have to obey me in ease and adversity. You will have to spend upon me and on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the effort of deen. You will have to protect me like you protect yourself and your families. Wa ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar, da'wat and tabligh, enjoin the good, forbid the evil. Tujahiduna fi sabilillah wa la yakhafuna fi fillahi lawmata la'im. And you will have to strive with your wealth and your lives in the way of Allah and fear no recrimination whatsoever. These were the foundation of this bayat. Late at night, Abbas bin Nadala. And this is the point, time is limited. Understand which garden we come from. What was the foundation of this ummah? Where does this ummah hail from? What is the sabak of Muharram? What is the sabak of Hijrah? What is the sabak that this ummah, you and I, every year to revisit? Abbas bin Nadala cautions them, Ya Mashar al Khazraj, هل تدرون على ما تبايعون هذا الرجل تبايعونه على حرب الأحمر والأسود من الناس فإن كنتم ترون أنكم إذا أنهكت أموالكم مصيبة وأشرافكم قتلى أسلمتموه فمن الآن فهو والله خزي الدنيا والآخرة وإن كنتم ترون أنكم وافون بما دعوتموه إليه على نهكة الأموال وقتل الأشراف فخذوه فهو والله خير الدنيا والآخرة. He addresses the people of Medina that are taking that bayat and says, listen, consider the ramifications of what you are about to do. It is not a possibility. It's not a likelihood. It's an absolute certainty. نَرْمِيكُمُ الْعَرَبْ أَنْ قَوْسٍ وَاحِدًا. When you place your hand in the hand of this Nabi, you have declared war on the entire Arab world. The whole world is going to turn against you, people of Medina. It's not possible. It's a certainty. Your men will be slaughtered. Your women will become widows. Your children will become orphans. The streets of Medina will flow with your blood. Your wealth will be finished. You will become poor. Everything in this world you are going to lose if you place your hand in the hand of this Nabi. They were cautioned and reminded about that. Abul Haysam bin Tehan says, Dana anka ya Abbas. Abbas, leave us alone. Ya Rasulullah, whatever he is saying happens, happens. What will Allah give us? Allah's Rasul says, Al-Jannah. Allah will give you Jannat. Ubsut yadak. However, one hesitation they had. One thing was holding them back. Ya Rasulullah, whatever he says happens, happens. You are Allah's Nabi. Qurbani and sacrifice won't go in vain. Thumma adharak Allah. Allah's help will come. Hidayat will spread. The noor of Islam will spread. At that time, Ya Rasulullah, will you leave us and return back to Makkah? Will you leave us and return back to Makkah? One reservation they had. فَدَبَسَّمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam smiled. Balidam ad-dam. Al-hadam al-hadam. Ana minkum wa antum minni. Uharib man haramtum. Wa usalim man salamtum. Lo salakan nas wadiya. Wa salakatil ansar wadiya. La salaktu wadiya al-ansar. He said, mera jina tumhare saath hai. Mera marna tumhare saath hai. My living is with you and my dying is with you. If the whole world goes in one direction and my Ansar of Medina go in one direction, لَسَلَكْتُ وَادِيَ الْأَنْصَارِ, I will go in the direction of the Ansar. When they hear this with a happy heart, one by one, they take the oath of allegiance. What is happening? Foundation of Hijrat. Foundation of Hijrat. Gar chor dena. Biwi bacha chor dena. Mahbubat, marghubat chor dena. Sacrifice your home. Sacrifice your families. Sacrifice Sahaba of Makkah. Sacrifice their birthplace. Sahaba of Medina gave everything. On this, the foundation was placed of Hijrat. And on that Hijrat, Allah opened the door to Hidayat for not millions, if billions, throughout the entire world. That Majma that took the oath of allegiance at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tarikh. History bears witness, Makkah, Medina put together, more than 90% of the graves of Sahaba are scattered throughout the entire world. You will not find it in Makkah, you will not find it in Medina. Why? For you and I to understand that those kubur scattered throughout the entire world are shaheed, are a witness, are a hujjat, a dalil against you and I right up till Qiyamah, that this call of 40 days, this call of 4 months, this call of ijtima, this call of leaving your wives, leaving your children, leaving your businesses, the cry of those masturat, the cry of those children, the cry and the pain in the heart over the separation, this is not the mindset, this is not the brainchild of Maulana Ilyas or Maulana Yusuf or Maulana Inamul Hassan. It doesn't hail from Nizamuddin and Raiween. Hijrat was the sunnat of every Nabi of Allah. Hijrat is the lifeblood of this ummat. Hijrat is the foundation of this calendar of the ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hijrat was the sunnat of every sahabi. Every sahabi, Quran calls out, infiru khifafan wa thiqalan wa jahidu bi amwalikum wa anfusikum fi sabilillah dhalikum khairul lakum in kuntum ta'lamun. This life, this wealth, this energy, the strength Allah has given you, it is an amanat, it is a trust. Use it for the worry of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Use it for the legacy of rahmat and mercy of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's qasam, that ishtima that is taking place next week in Newcastle, that is just a reminder, just a wake up call for you and I to identify with why we are on this earth. And a day is coming, Quran tells us, the call will be made, waqifuhum innahum mas'ulun ma lakum la tanasarun. Allah will say, make them stand, lock their feet on the ground and ask them, when Allah's deen was dying, why didn't they help the deen of Allah? Why didn't they help the deen of Allah? Sahaba fulfilled the haq. You and I, the question is, what are we going to do? Prepare some sort of excuse. We've run out of time. My respected brothers, is not to see whether Newcastle makes enough intizam or not. Don't worry about how cold it is. 48 hours from Juma, not late, early. Get the fazilat of going early for Juma. This masjid, next week Friday, the malaika should be asking themselves why the masjid is so empty on the day of Jummah. Because every one of us, take our family members also, every balig male, the whole of Durban has to be emptied. Every one of us should be at that ishtima for that full 48 hours, so that some nuraniyat, some understanding, some perception can enter the heart before it is too late, that Allah has sent you and I for the work of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah give us tawfiq.